Prosthetics and mental health are among the issues being addressed by two bills making their way through the state legislature. And joining us now to discuss this further is a sponsor of both bills, State Representative Matthew Muratori. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Good to talk to you.
So the first bill is an act to provide critical health services. And what would this bill do?
So, Dan, basically this will cover folks with mental illness. And it creates a new court-supervised community-based mental health treatment process. And the criteria is pretty strict in order to be part of this process. You have to have a lack of compliance with treatment for mental illness. You have to have a finding at substance risk at inflicting serious harm to yourself or others. And you have to show the inability to provide basic physical needs, including medical and psychiatric treatment and shelter. So this is for really folks that have really severe mental health issues. 47 other states have this. The state of Maryland is going through the process now. It looks like they're going to pass it soon. So that will leave just Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island with the only states not having a bill like this.
So the second bill is an act to improve outcomes for a person with limb loss and limb difference, and this one deals with prosthetics?
Yeah, it does. And this was just brought to our attention in the fall, actually. Didn't realize this before, but folks with limb loss or limb difference have prosthesis for medical necessary treatment. But if you want to have physical activity, and as you know, health insurance is the goal is to be active and healthy. And folks that need a prosthetic, they can't get it for exercise. And there are different prosthetics that I learned that you get if you want to go skiing, if you want to go running, you want to go boating, you know, even just walking, you know, exercising that way, you need different prosthetics. And they are not covered under insurance. So there are about 44,000 people that fall into this category in Massachusetts. So we're trying to change the law that will cover these folks that will make sure health insurance is actually cover the folks for physical activity.
And what's the status of these bills right now?
Well, fortunately, as you know, Dan, we're getting close to the end of session. There's about 7,000 bills that get filed each session, so not many bills are left. But these two bills are still in play. The critical community health one is in judicial, and the limb loss is in financial services, which is a good sign that they're still there, and we're still advocating and asking people to advocate for these bills to come out of committee and get on the House floor for a vote.
And how likely do you think their passage is?
I think it's always a 50-50 when you get to this stage of it. As you know, our session ends July 31st, so we still have a lot of work to do this week. We're working on the budget, so not a lot will get done other than the budget this week, but hopefully starting in May and June, we'll start kicking in some of these bills and start hopefully getting to the floor.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Hey, thanks very much, Dan. Have a great day.
Thank you as well.